Hello,
am I speaking to April?
yes.
Hi, good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Just give me a minute. Now, before going any further, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely be voting.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Thank you very much. What is your race?
White, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, what is your age?
I am 40.
Thank you very much. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 of how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on, okay? Now, you state 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Improving K through 12 education.
7.
Okay. Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
9.
Thank you very much. And thinking about, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latina community?
Getting worse.
Thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latina community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Probably between about the same and getting worse, if there is even an in-between.
You get to choose one, about the same or worse. Keep in mind that there is no right or wrong answer.
Probably about the same.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latina community? You can select up to two. I'm going to rate some choices, okay? So heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products, opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes. You can select up to two.
I'd say opioids and alcohol.
Thank you very much. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. So tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latina community?
Yeah, I agree.
And will you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. Now, oral nicotine patches.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. Hit, not burn, tobacco products.
Say that one more time.
Hit, not burn, tobacco products.
Oh, no experience or knowledge of it.
Thank you. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Very familiar.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, cost of smoking has gone up, more education and anti-tobacco advertising.
I'm thinking the first one you said about the marketing of different products.
Okay, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market.
Yeah, that one.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. We're almost done, okay? We just have a few more questions left.
Okay.
So, the first one. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. The second one. The federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. So which of these statements do you agree with more?
Probably the first one.
Okay, and will you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, and will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I'd say it's the same.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I am going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoking-free tobacco and nicotine alternative to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. While smoking-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. So from 0 to 10, will you say that you do not agree, that you somewhat agree, strongly agree?
Somewhat agree. Probably about a 6.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, the second statement. many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can't just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Probably an 8.
Thank you. Now, here we got the last one, okay? So, the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proof through hundreds of scientific products application that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
I agree with that one, too. Probably say a 9.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost done. Okay, I just have a few more questions. So sometimes over the course of a survey, some people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latina community?
Yes, I agree.
And would you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Heat, not burn, tobacco products?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. Oral nicotine patches?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
A master's degree.
Okay, a master's degree. Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Mary.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you very much. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Do I vote that way?
Yes.
Is that what you're
asking? No, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
An Independent.
Thank you very much. And in the 2020 president election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Perfect, ma'am. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Your opinion is very important. Hope you have a great night.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.